Yeah, learning Shema Yitzchak for the first time at Yitzchak ben Victoria. Yehudis Baschai Pharaoh. Pinka Basas America Basel Shar Chol Yisrael. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Pinchas. I thought it'd be very apropos to talk about the Sugya of the Benos Slavchad. We know famously the Benos Slavchad come to Moshe Rabbeinu, Perich of Zayin, Pasuk Vav. And they say to, Perich of Zayin, Pasuk Aleph. They come close, the Slavchad's daughters come close to Moshe Rabbeinu and they say the following thing. A tamonel from the Moshe, they stand in front of Moshe, the name of the Elazar Cohen, the Nesim Choleda, Pesach Amoy Leimor, and they stand in front of Moshe, and the Elazar Cohen, and all the Nesim. And they said, our father died in the Midbar, v'hu lo haya besocha ida hanoadim al Hashem ba'adis Korach. But you should just know, he died in the Midbar, but he didn't have anything to do with Korach, and nothing to do with his sins, v'banim lo hayu lo. And he didn't have any children. Lama yigarashim avinu mitom mishpachto. Why should the name of our father be omitted? Why should he lose out just because he didn't have a son? And the last pasuk hey, says, "Vayakri Moshe es mishpatam lefnei Hashem." And Moshe brought their case, brought their situation before Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I have three questions just on these five psukim. It's not me; it's a lot of mepharshim, but we'll break them down. Why is it the first thing that they say to Moshe Rabbeinu? It's like you're coming in before a very big meeting with the principal. You know you're going to have your first taina. Your first reasoning is always going to be your first, your first blow, your first argument. He said, but our father died, but don't just realize, he didn't die because of Korach. Why are they mentioning anything to do with Korach? Right? Rashi famously brings down that there wasn't only Korach that they wanted to tell him, that he didn't die because of Korach, and they didn't die because of any other chait, the Mislodonim. Right, they didn't die, and he died because he read some Eretz Machlokas in the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva, why he died? Rabbi Kiva says that he was in the Koshish Eitzim. He was the one that gathered wood on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon said he was one of the Hamapilim, is the one who went up to the hill when Moshe said not to go fight against the Amalekim. And so he was the one who went up. But why? Why is it that they designate saying that he wasn't part of Korach's group? Why? What's the shakas here with that Indian? The second question I wanted to focus on is, what's this lashon of Vayakrev Moshe? And Moshe brought close, right? So one thing, if Moshe brought something, Moshe Vayomer, Moshe's Mishpat, or Vayaviyah, but what's a Vayakrev? Vayakrev is a lashon of like, he felt very close to the situation. What's going on over here, right? And finally, the third and final question, it's really an overall question. Now that we start the 3 weeks, Parshas Pinchas always falls out either the first Shabbos of the first Shabbos of the 3 weeks, or right before the 3 weeks. So there's got to be a message for us tying this all in back to the 3 weeks. So just to review, three questions. Why is the first Taina, their first argument of Benos Slavchad, that their father had nothing to do with Korach's sin and the Korach's whole situation? Why is that their first argument? Second question is, what's this lashon that Vayakrev Moshe, that Moshe brought their words and their case close to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Vayakrev seems like a very interesting and a very odd lashon to be able to use. And finally, the third question is, what does this have to do now going into the 3 weeks? So the first question, why are they mentioning this whole Indian of Korach? Rabbi Tzar Rudinsky quotes the famous Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma writes a very pashut thing. Meshech Chachma says that we know, Chazal tell us that Slavcha's daughters are very wise. And we know the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us on Menachesim and Beis that there are two types of things when someone dies. When someone dies, Harugei Beizin, if the Beizin kills someone, what happens to their possessions? It goes to the Yorshin, it goes to the inheritors. However, Harugei Malchus, if someone who is killed by the Melech, not by the Beizin, but someone's killed by the Melech, Nechseyan Lamelech. Very interesting halacha is that their Nechasim, their possessions go to the Melech. And we know the Gemara tells us that Moshe Haya Melech. So famously, now Meshech Chachma says, you want to know why Korach, why specifically Tzavchat said, we had nothing to do with Korach. Let's look inside. Aval Eidas Korach, right? What was the Eid of Korach? Korach was going against what? He was going against the Malchus of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was saying that Moshe shouldn't be the Melech, and Aaron Cohen shouldn't be the Kohen Gadol. So back to the Gemara. Haruge Malchus, someone who's killed by the Melech, which Korach was, he was killed because he was arguing on the Melech. He was killed by the Melech. Nechsein Lamelech. He goes to the Melech. So Benos Havcha wanted to say, hey, maybe you might think that our father has something to do with Korach, and then his possessions should go to the Melech, go to you. We want to tell you something. He had nothing to do with the congregation of Korach. Aval adas Korach sharima al Moshe lahasir mamshalto hele karuge malchus. They were the ones who tried to remove the malchus from Moshe Rabbeinu, to be able to remove the Kohen Gadol title from Aaron HaKohen. You might think that he was killed because, and then all the possessions go back to the Malch, but he had nothing to do with them. And they go back, Haruge Bezdin, who does it go? Who did they go to? It goes to the Yorshin. So the daughter is saying specifically, you want to know why we had nothing to do with Koch? Because anyone who goes against the Malchus, it goes to the Malchus. The possessions go to the Malchus, but we had nothing to do with the Malchus. But I think it goes a little deeper, and this goes to the second answer. What is the lashon of Vayakrev Moshe? And really, there's two answers to this, but it's really one answer. The Chofetz Chaim and the Chiddush Orim both give the same answer, but they both give it in different words. Just imagine, you're Moshe Rabbeinu right now. This ties into the first question. And you have these daughters now, in the 40th year, they're coming in the desert, in the Midbar, they're coming to you with a whole taina and saying that their father had nothing to do with Korach. As soon as Moshe Rabbeinu heard the words Korach, he said, psul ladin dinon. I cannot judge this case by myself. I'm too involved. I was too involved in this case with Korach. As soon as I heard the word Korach, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I had to take myself out. Kilomar, shera es atzma psul ladin dinon. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that he wasn't able to give a clear and truthful judgment because of his past situation with Korach. And the Chofetz Chaim quotes, "Shvashvil davar muat shachashu zeh la'avik shoychad nimnu milishpa ben adam b'chaver." So it says we know when it comes down to, and this is brought down the Gemara Ksubis, Kufhamad Beis, that if someone realizes that they have some sort of agenda in some sort of ben adam b'chaver case, you have to remove yourself from it. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Hey, as soon as they said," and this really connects to the whole thing, maybe to the whole question of Korach. But here I'm going to focus on Vayakrev. What does it mean Vayakrev Moshe b'shpatan? Moshe literally brought the case close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah wants to emphasize, says the Chofetz Chaim, that Moshe Rabbeinu brought this case fully in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can't give a non-agenda type of response to this situation because I was too involved. Moshe Rabbeinu was such an emistic, Moshe emes v'soros emes. When someone's fully emistic, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can't judge this case. Matthew says Vayakrev Moshe. Moshe fully brought this case in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says I can't bring it. Right? Rashi famously says that the halacha was brought in front of him, that the halacha was hidden from him as a punishment. Right? But says the Chofetz Chaim, no. Moshe Rabbeinu fully didn't want to have anything to do with the case. Why? Because he knew that he wouldn't be able to give the proper judgment because he was too involved. And this is what the Chiddush Orim says, the same exact thing. Let's see in the Lashon of the Chiddush Orim. It's not in the Chiddush Orim ala Torah. I looked. Maybe it's in the Sefer Haschus, or maybe in others' writings. Says the Chiddush Orim, the same word as the Chofetz Chaim. Avinu meis b'midbar, v'hu lo hayi b'socha eda, no'adim ala Hashem b'edas Korach. Our father died in the desert, says the daughters of Safchad, but he had nothing to do with the Eda of Korach. Mishum kach, because of this, chasha shmoshe Rabbeinu, shela'acha shmias dvarim eila, hafach lios nogei b'davar. Moshe Rabbeinu thought, As soon as his ears heard Lamaisa that he had nothing to do with Korach, he thought that Al Pizeh Pasuk Lahem. He thought that maybe he would give a psak. Maybe he would give a wrong judge because of something that he had a certain time to go against Korach. But what happened specifically and immediately? Lachin Silik Atzma Lagamim Mishpat. He immediately removed himself completely from making this mishpat. And that's why the Pasuk says, Vayakrev Moshe es mishpatan lefnei Hashem. Moshe brought this close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He brought this situation, he was a lashon of kirva, it was a lashon of closeness. He said, we have to bring it fully in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a lot of the darshanim actually pick up, if you look in the Pasuk, it says, by the Benos Tavcha, it says, Lama yigara shem avinu mitoch mishpachto. Why should our father lose out from his family, right? Yigara is a very similar lashon to what? To Lama Nigara, right? By Pesach Sheni. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu say to those Jews by Pesach Sheni? Imdu ve'eshma ma yitzva Hashem lachem. Let's go stand and I will hear what Hashem commands us, right? So says the Chiddush Orim, you want to know why it says there, Imdu ve'eshma, and I will go here? Because Pesach Sheni, he had no agenda there. He was able to give a proper psak, an emistic psak. Up here, it says Lama Yigara, right? The same lashon of Lama Yigara, but it says Vayakrev Moshe. as Mishvatel Lefnei Hashem. He had nothing to do with it. He put it in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because he wanted to completely remove himself. Because he didn't want to have anything to do with Nogei Badavar. As the Chavetz Chaim said so beautifully, that he didn't want to have anything to do with it. Why? Shera es atzma psapas psul ladin lidan. He saw himself as an aid puzzle to psak in such a case. Then he saw himself in a case that he's not able to give an emistic of psak because of what happened with him in Korach. He completely took himself out of it. So just to review, why is it, first off, that Moshe Rabbeinu, that Beno Sochad, said we had nothing to do with part of Korach? Because Korach's whole taina was against the Malchus, was against the Memshalah. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that anyone who's killed by the Malchus, their nichnasim go to the Melech. So all the possessions go to the king. So the Yorshim, the Sachad's daughters specifically want to say, they had nothing to do with Korach. We had nothing to do with Korach. He was killed specifically by the Hurgay Beis Din, and we should get their possessions. And finally, second answer is, what's the lashon of Vayakrev? Vayakrev says the Chavetz Chaim, says the Chedushim so beautifully, that he saw himself, he completely removed himself from the situation, because he didn't want to have anything to do with it. Because he saw himself as the Chavetz Chaim says, as a puzzle aid, as the Chedushim said. He took himself because as soon as he would hear these words about something to do with Korach, he said, I can't give a proper psak, you have to give it in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu. True Avos Yisrael, true love of Jews, which is what we're working on during the 3 weeks, is completely not having your own agenda, is completely taking yourself out of the situation. As my famous rabbi, famous quote from Rabbi Simon, when we're talking about the end of Zman, we're talking about Das Torah. It says the key to having a relationship with someone that cares about you doesn't have their own agenda. Having a real Rebbe is someone who cares about you, doesn't have their own agenda and their own shitas to try to pull. He looks at you as an individual. And I think that's what comes down to the third and final question. How does this connect with the 3 weeks? Because true Avos Yisrael, true love of Jews, the Jewish people comes when you don't have your own agenda. You don't have your own tainas, and you don't have your own will. I just want to end with a quick maisa from Rav Lezer Geldzahler. I'm finishing again. I can't say how important it is for every Jew in the world to be able to read and read and reread, at least for myself, this biography by Rav Lezer, The Life of Legacy, Rabbi Elazar Geldzahler by Rabbi Yisrael Besser. Every story is better than the next. Story, let's read it inside. The story goes that at the end of this man, he gathered Rav Geldzahler all the Bachrim who will be leaving the following Zman and discussed the new yeshivas with them, underscoring the unique attributes of each. He spoke enthusiastically about every yeshiva on the list. Among the yeshivas, there was one that he didn't really hold of, that he spoke just as warmly about it as all the others. Later, one of his close students, asked him why he had praised a certain Mosa whose philosophy he had disagreed with. Said Rav Geldzahler, "Our friend Yankel knows that yeshiva isn't my personal favorite," explained Rav Lezer. "It was his choice to continue his learning there. Now that he's going there regardless, why doesn't he deserve to feel as good about his decision as anyone else?" You know, Rav Geldzahler understood that true Avos Yisrael is taking yourself, your own agenda out of it, and realizing that at the end of the day, every single person is their own unique world. and every single person is their own unique, has their own unique potential, and we can't put our own agendas. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu, he was so careful not to put his own agendas on Benos Havchan. He completely brought it in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As soon as they said the word Benos Korach, as soon as Benos Havchan said the word Korach to him, he completely took himself out of the whole situation. That's what a true Rebbe is. A true Rebbe, but a true Jew is having the ability to be able to see every Jew in their own world, and with their own eyes, in their own situation. As Rabbi Simon says, the key to have a relationship with someone, a Rebbe, is that cares about you and doesn't have their own agendas. Moshe Rabbeinu was the opinion, he was the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. He wanted to make sure that he didn't have his own agenda when he gave this psak to Beno Sochad. So says the Chavetz Chaim in Chiddush Arim. That's specifically why it says by Yaakov Moshe es mishpat l'fnei Hashem. And Moshe brought this in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now in the 3 weeks, I think it's a tremendous thing, a tremendous lesson for every single one of us about to work on our Avos Yisrael, to be able to, when we give advice to people, or when someone comes to us for Eitzah, or we're giving shiurim, or we're giving classes, or we're just talking to someone, you have to make sure that we don't have our own agendas. We're always looking at the individual as the individual, try to give them the best advice possible. We should be zoche be'ez Hashem to be able to live by Moshe Rabbeinu, not having our own agendas. And if we do this, B'zocha to see Moshe Rabbeinu B'ezr Shem Yerushalayim Yekodesh B'ezr Shem Yisbach. Have a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.